what we want to do. Spiritually, I'm talking about. And we have to fight back. The lotion we're using here is the lotion of Moshe, Gobri Yodov Shel Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu was able to overpower Hashem to the Yochel. I mean, Hashem gives us enormous tests, and the Sotan gives us tests. We have to fight back. And we saw different cases, different stories, the amount of what that looks like. Let's go a little bit further. The ghetto Europa.
Today it's not exactly the same. Today everyone can do what he wants. I mean, it's not like during the war. That means today, if somebody wants to learn, no one will make some problem.
Not so posh.
No?
No. I'll tell you why. You've asked a very powerful question. Chazal tell us that a Jew says to Hashem, Hashem, I really want to serve you. I really want to do what you want me to do. What can I do? Shibud ha'umos v'hasor shebe'isam afriyem li. The goyim, the umos ha'olam, are making it impossible for me to serve you properly. That's what the world looked like before the Second World War. You want to be a Jew, for Santa will burn you at the stake, we'll drive there. And hasor shebe'isam, the yeast in the dough, meaning the Eitz Hara mafriyas li. The one's an external shibud, the other one's an internal shibud. And we swing between those two. The Ikka shibud up to the Second World War was shibud ha'umois. That doesn't mean they didn't have Eitz Haras. Everyone had a Eitz Hara, but that wasn't the Ikka fight. The Ikka fight was an external fight. With all the isms and all the different ideologies and ashkofas and wars and persecutions and pogroms that the Jews went through in order to keep the Torah. Today that's changed. Today you're right. Yoter pochot, the war today is not against the Masailam. You can do whatever you want whenever you want. No one's stopping you. Anybody beat you up today when you came to Shachris? There are places where they do. Anti-Semitism is on the rise again. They banned Schitte in Switzerland. They're about to ban importing kosher meat into Switzerland. I mean, if you want to live in Switzerland, you can't eat meat. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah.
Okay.
So you can't say today that there isn't some aspect of Shibud ha'umos.
No.
The same way you can't say there was no Yetzer Hara there. But the Ikka war today is not against Shibud ha'ilo. That's not our Ikka problem. Our Ikka problem is the Shor Shibud Yisrael. Our Ikka problem today is our own internal struggle with reality. And Zema Fria. Crooked Ashkafas, Bilbul Adayas, you speak to good, healthy, frum people, you ask him, why don't you learn? And he says, Rabbi, there's no man falling today. How can I learn? Business to eat. There's no man falling today. There's no manna from heaven. You wanna live, you gotta work, you know, get realistic. Now, he's not wrong, but that's an excuse not to learn. But he's got an excuse not to learn because he has to make a panosa. How much is it about worth? He's worth 50 million. But he can't work because he can't learn because he's got a what's going to be with his great grandchildren's university fees. That's what we're dealing with here.
Even in the time of Yeshua, I only brought out the money in the jar to show the people.
No, that was for us.
That was for us.
That was in the times of Yirmiyahu. The pasuk there says ledoyrei seichem, that Aaron had to be Aaron had to hide away the money in a little jar. The Deir Seichem. Ask Rashi, what's Deir Seichem? He says, B'mei Yirmiyahu. When Yirmiyahu is going to go around and give tochokhi to the people and say, why aren't you oiskim b'teira, the base of Midrash is about to be destroyed. You're going to teach Golas. Why aren't you learning? They're going to say, Tazog malachto, v'oisek b'teira, b'ma mefanes. We should close our businesses and go learn how we're going to eat.
Sure.
So Yirmiyahu will go and you'll show them the mon. In the same way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took care of your ancestors in the Midbar. Habashluchim lamakum, says Rashi, lahachin mezoinev lerayov. The Kodesh Baruch has many, many agents, shlichim, to provide mazon for those that fear him. Now what's the kasha on this piece of Rashi, on this piece of Yirmiyahu Anovi? Where did Yirmiyahu get that little? If I was there, I would have said to Yirmiyahu, excuse me, you're telling me I must go learn and close my store. How am I going to punish myself? So you show me the mon. Where did you get that little bottle of mon from? You have to go to the Beis Hamikdash, you have to go into the Kodesh Kodashim, open the Arunah Kodesh, take a little tzitzit in it to show me as a reminder of what was. There's no mud falling today. Oriah, you had to go fetch it in the you had to go bring out the little jar from 1,000 years ago. What's the teretz to that? Habashluchim lamakom. Kosh Boch has many ways to get panosis to somebody who fears him. Yep. That's what the Tzinsenet Mon was for. So that's the Yetzora. God says there's no mon falling today. You said it, you're right. Well, Habashluchim. Plenty of ways for Hashem to feed people. That's a struggle we have today, and that's what the Sefer is about. The Sefer is about the Avram Avinu Nisoy. The Mitzad Echad Avram Avinu did have a Nimrod chasing and persecuting, but Avram Avinu's Ikke Nisoyin was his own personal inner struggle. And that's what we're grappling with today. It's not so much the pressure from outside, but there is pressure from outside. There's family pressure. You speak to Balei Tshuva, you ask them what they go through. What they got to go through in order to do what they're doing. The pressure, the family pressure, the family disowns them, the fights, the battles. I was involved in one now. Oh, the father's so angry with his son because he's learning the kid's having a hard time because he's alienating his entire family because he wants to learn a bit of Torah. There are a lot of struggles. It's not kosher. It's not kosher. The Yetzer is happy. Just do whatever you want. Chesed, mitzvah, do whatever. Just don't learn Torah. And when you try to learn Torah, habe mafriim. You know, there's habe shluchim lamakum. There's habe mafriim. The Yetzer has got lots and lots of things to keep you busy with the whole day. Why you need the chinuch? Give me a second, on.
Yes.
In the midst of Talmud Torah, while we're on the subject, while we're off the subject, the subject is anymore. Just want to remind me what we were doing this morning. Tafnut Tess. In the midst of Talmud Torah, in the Chinuch, there's a Rishon, one of the early Romania mitzvahs. The midst of Abbas Hashem is Tafnut Ches. 418 and mitzvah 419 Tafnut Tess is mitzvah Talmud Torah. There's a riches here on the mitzvah of learning Torah. But he says towards the end, he says a moedika thing. Watch this carefully. Umasha Amru Bepek Avos. It says in Pek Avos. We learn in Pek Avos, yeah? Anybody? That's okay? I can close and go back to this if you want, but I'm on. Shelo yoyma Adam kesheefne eshna. Person shouldn't say, when I have time, I'll learn. It means when I've taken care of everything I have to take care of, then I'll learn. You know, first I'm going to go to school, I'm going to get a university, I'm going to get a degree, I'm going to, you know, do my articles, I'm going to work, I'm going to make my first 10 million. And when I've done everything, then I've got free time, then I'll start learning. Or whatever it is. I'm just going to take care of a few errands this morning and then I'll learn. I'll tell you, Shalom Yomanim L'Shef Neshna. When I have free time, I'll learn. Shemelu Yipon Alaylom. Maybe you'll never be free. Why not? I mean, I'm not going to be free. I'm going to do this and this and this. And then I'll have cleared everything off my desk and then I'll sit and learn. No, because maybe you'll never clear everything off your desk. Why not? Person never knows what's going to be born today. No one knows what's going to happen today. Because the workings, I mean, the isko shel olam, but the workings of the world, the happenings of the world, renew themselves and make new things every day. And they throw a person from one thing to the next, and to one problem to the next problem. Comes out that all his days were a waste of time. He wasted his life. He was running around fixing this problem, taking care of this, and dealing with this, and fixing this, and making sure that he took care of this. And when I get around to it, when I have free time, then I'll learn. Who says you're ever going to get free time? Because the nature of the world is to make sure that you're busy running around chasing your tail. That's the way of the world. You walk out of the Beis Midrash and you think, yeah, I'm just going to go out and take care of this. And then you know what happens. This happens and this happens. Then you meet this one and then happens and this. Then your wife phones and then this. And then you have to go pick up the kids. And then and the whole day goes by and you never open the Gemara for 10 minutes.
I saw a Peshah.
Whoa, one second. Let's learn the Chinuch first. Im lo yiten pnai al kol polim v'yitchoich atzmoy l'itzko shel Torah. If he doesn't turn his face, if he doesn't pay attention and push him, listen to this lotion. The Yitchaik Atzmo Iskashot Torah. Person has to force himself and push himself to Iskashot Torah. That means don't wait until everything's equal, everything's fine, then I'll go learn. You have to kofetz and jump in and fight for it. Then, the kolaisa came, the chofetz bebrocha, whoever does this, and desires brocha, what'll happen? When you do that, like Nachshon ben Manidov, when he kofetzed into the yam, what happened? Hashem split the sea. When a person's yitchik atzmo in the iska shel Torah against, when he doesn't have free time, he's right, he actually doesn't have free time. No one has free time because the nature of the world is to keep you busy, running after, taking care of everything. Maintenance can keep you busy the whole day. You got to go to the bathroom, you got to eat, you got to brush your teeth. You got to brush your teeth every day. I brush them once a week. I'm going to speak. No, you really got to brush your teeth. You got to get dressed, you got to eat, you got to sleep. There's a lot of things. Half, a third of your day is taken up just with like basic maintenance. Then you got to go shopping. Yeah, then you got to deal with the kids, you got to deal with that, you got to go, you got to go to the dentist, you could spend your whole life just doing maintenance. That's just this factory where you spend your whole life fixing the machines, you never produce anything. The machines are running beautifully, but they don't make anything. That's what happened, that's what it looks like. If you'll do that, Masayin Oisrei, from Shemaim you'll get help. Umakilim Olav Tiedas Olam Mivolos. The things that keep a person from focusing on his true purpose in the world will be removed from him. And they'll take off him the yoke of the maintenance. He'll dwell in happiness all his days. You think it's the last thing, it's a good investment for Lamaba. No. And it'll be good for him on Lamaba. And now he says a sentence that he's just stunning. I don't know what he means. But it's Moyri. The Ashrei Hamadaba Lo Ezen Shoma. Happy is the one who speaks to listening ears. No! Ashrei Hamadaba Lo Ezen Shomat. Happy is who speaks to listening ears. When the Rav gets up and he talks to the community, he's happy because they're listening. Ashrei Hamadaba, he's talking about himself. Ashrei Hamadaba Lo Ezen Shomat. Praiseworthy is he who speaks to listening ears. When it says about Hashem, but it doesn't fit in here. More on this subject is in Kiddushin, that's the main sugya of Talmud Torah, Hilchos Talmud Torah, and in many other places through Talmud. But that's what he's telling you here. It's not a natural process where you just kind of like slip into learning Torah. Learning Torah is something you've got to fight for. You've got to be Yitchaychus Atzmai. Once you do that and you get a momentum going, so it becomes much easier. Although in the beginning, it's more kashe. First of all, the learning's not so geschmack. When you first start learning, the learning's not so geschmack. It's hard, it's difficult. Getting into the Beis Midrash is not so easy. When you get into the Beis Midrash, opening your Gemara is not so easy. A lot of things that come to disturb your learning. So what do? You give up. No, yitchoik, you have to push yourself in force. When you do that, then you get this Yatzir Ishmael. It starts becoming easy and sweet. That's a little bit about what he's talking about here. Okay. And that's sometimes it's an external struggle, sometimes it's an internal struggle. But there's always a struggle. You see, the Shroim says, they're fighting you from front, they're fighting you from behind. Sometimes the eight sorry sees he can't stop you learning. So what does he do? He gets you to learn too much. And then you crash. You saw a pshat, was pshat?
It wasn't really relevant.
Nothing's I mean, it's all relevant. All right.
No, it's just about utilizing time and knowing that we're not here to last forever. Nobody can make plans for the future. I saw the Bishop by Sarah. I don't know if he said it. But Sarah Bakirba. Avram had already. The question was, is it okay to talk? Yeah?
Why? You have to take a vote. I'm not. There's an Ilam yet.
So I think it's Tarek Yonason says that Sarah was aware that Ishmael was listening by the door and there's an Indian in the Gemara. About Ayin Hara. So she knew that if she reacts to the news in a positive way, like she believes it, he'll cast Ayin Hara. Didn't want that. So she laughed. She pretended to laugh and disbelieve. So Hashem Baruch Hu got angry. He took Avraham to task because the Baal Vaishnav wants to believe that she's submitted to his wife.
Baghetto Europa. You start now. After that, none of the questions are made in Kakashi. That's the vote. That's exactly the Nakudaya. And that's the Chinuk. That I hold is shutting the Chinuk. Begetos Europa, Agvusha Bedea Nazim, Hukma Machteres Shal Bnei Yeshiva, Shemesada Ayat Seir B'Shem Atitiyahu. in the ghetto that the Nazis had captured, in one of the bunkers, there was a young man called Matitiyahu. Who noilad lemishpacha viennit mitbalalut? He was born to assimilated Viennese family. Ach begil 15 hafach lebal tshuva retzini v'amik. He became a bal tshuva at 15. Lemarot hitnogduso ha'ozer shel aviv, despite the enormous opposition of his father. They didn't have the Nazis trying to stop him learning Torah. His Jewish father was trying to stop him learning Torah. בהמשך הזמן, עוזר מתיסיהו אז בייסוי ועובר לפולין, עכשיו נכנס ללימוד בישיבה ואוי לי ותיאר לבנים רטורי. He went to Poland, went to learn, and steigd in the yeshivas, and grew and grew and grew. כאשר השתלטו לו הגרמנים, כינס מתיסיהו אנשיו, ואומר להם, he got together a group of kids and he said, גרייזס הגרמנים לגלח, אסזק ורפס לחל שבס, גזיירס שמרהם. The greatest of the Nazis to cut our pears and shave our beards and to Mechal Shabbos, it's Shmat, it's the greatest Shmat. Lo nichne lidrosh sechim, we're not bowing down to their wishes. Nered lemachteres, we go down into a bunker. Nishmo lazokin v'apayas, nishmo Shabbos, v'nil mo'tere kol od ruach chayim v'apaynu. We're going to go into a bunker, and as long as we're still alive, we're going to keep the Torah and keep the mitzvahs and learn Torah. We're not cutting our beards and our pears, and we're not giving up to the Nazis. Nakdish is chayenu levoidus Hashem ad rega achron. We're going to makadish our lives to avoid us Hashem until the last moment. When they find us, whatever, we'll deal with it. But right now, we're not listening to it. Abayna churvoy shenoy shulach achur ben ageto nimtze yomonoy shel echad yehudim mehashidim achreinim shel matiskovitzkim. The Talmidim, the group that joined Matisyahu, were called the Matiskovitzkim, Matisyahuniks. And they found one of the diaries in one of the chum, and they found preserved one of the diaries of one of the guys that was there. Kach koine oi samuchu liyava. Ve'yomon oi hu mita keitzet noise levodo achron bebunker. He describes in his diary how he was left alone in the bunker. Keshil goses berav ubisurim kashim. Starving, dying, terrible yisurim. He was in his bunker on his own. Everyone else had been killed and died. And he was the last one left. And he knew he had very little time to live. The fire and the war and the killings that were taking place were getting closer and closer to his bunk, and he knew he was going to get found. What they used to do is they used to burn. The Nazis used to call an enormous fire, and then the fire used to go and go and go and just burn everything in its wake. So anyone who was hiding in the bunkers either came out or they died in the fire. He had a shaila whether to jump into the fire and commit suicide. Shememei lo menes lagia alav. It's coming anyway. Ubekach yos sochshas mispa shel yisurim kashim. He's going to save himself terrible yisurim. He'll commit suicide. Anyway, he's going to die in a few hours. Might as well just kill himself now. He had the presence of mind to write this in his diary. Sounds like a chassidish shemaisa this. Yeah. Choron, you know Choron? Avram's brother, by the Kipshanais Panimrod, uh-huh. It was a Hasidic Shemaisa. Why? Because the Pasuk says that the Torah says that he was thinking, if Avram comes out, then I'm with Avram, and if Nimrod, if the fire burns him, then I'm with Nimrod. How do we know what he was thinking? He got thrown in the fire and he got burnt. So every Hasidic Shemaisa is like that, no? You guys know what happened. Anyway, so the same guy, the Gamma had the Prince of Mind to write this down in his diary. And he's talking about what he's thinking. ולא מתלבט קשות אם לעשות זאת. מה עליו להמשיך לחיות עוד כמה שעות כרצון השם עד שיש תגיע אליו כתאם לסוד? No, maybe he has to carry on living לפי רצון השם and wait until the fire eventually consumes him. תוך כדי כסיבס הדבורים נזקה הציר בסיפור מראי סוף ותלוי סוף של אחד יהודים בזמן אינקוויזיציה. He remembered a story, famous story, I think the Chofetz Chaim might have even told this story to his sons Levaya. I think that's the makor we have for this story. Otherwise, it's hard to know where the story came from, but I think the Chofetz Chaim, I'm open to correction, said this Maisa over by his son's Levaya. I don't know if he says it. Yeah, I know that I saw this somewhere. During the Inquisitia, we're running out of time, so let me just cut it, give you the background a bit. No, let's do it slowly. You know that in Spain, during the Inquisitia, people secretly kept the Torah. But outside they pretended to be living like Neutrim, but they lived like Jews and they held on to the Yiddishkeit. Oila la moked v'nislav paesh. Valentine, just because if you got caught, oh ho. They didn't treat you very pleasantly. They didn't turn the other cheek, you know. Love your fellow man like you love yourself. That didn't apply to Jews. Achas ha-mishpachos ha-mukhoberes besvad, ha-tzlicha lishmal yutoy b'seisem, ha-chin izgalt al-yedei inquisitia. One very chosh of a family managed to do this until they got caught. Yedina mishpacha bo iziotam ki ha-shilt notot oim de latrom. One of his friends came to him and said, they found out about you, they're coming to catch you, you better get out of here. Berega achron, hey, metzlichu la-malet. They ran away, they managed to escape. Be'irum ha-b'chayis ha-kol, they left everything. Very wealthy Choshuva family, they ran with just the shirts on their back. None of them were shvut b'makom l'makom. They went from one place to the next, from one place to the next. Ad she'etzlichu le'gei l'machane plitim b'morocco. They got to a refugee camp in Morocco. Tanai ha'chaim b'machane ha'noirim. The conditions in this camp were not exactly, the Fed wasn't sending matzahs for Pesach, put it that way. Terrible conditions. There was diseases and poverty and famine. As it there was a terrible plague burst into the camp. People were dying left and right. Not one of his children was left. They all died. Lo'avaz man rava koledi meisu b'megeifa. Hayri mishtadlu itchazek v'lashlim l'goyram ulam b'sof meisu gam ha'en b'megeifa. The parents try to maintain some kind of sanity and keep themselves alive. Eventually the mother died. Nosa ad einav l'shamayim v'amo. Now how we know this, I don't know. But the father turned his face to Shamayim and he said, Ribayni shaloyla, yodei ani shekol atloi she'ovru alai hayu nisoyim. I know that everything I've been through and I'm going through is a nisoyin. Hamodet totim nisoyin kedei lahavocheach im chalila afsik la'amin boch loivascho. You're putting into a test to see whether chalila I'm going to stop believing in you and stop loving you. Adatal slakti lishboroti. Up to now you haven't been able to break me. V'ligreim lekach afsik la'amin loivascho. You have not been able to cause me to stop believing in you and loving you. What else can you take from me? I've got nothing left. What are you going to take from me? You took away my position, you took away my house, you took away my money, you took away my food, you took away my family, you took away my wife. I'm sitting in a refugee camp surrounded by plague and death in the middle of Morocco. Imagine going from being a noble in Spain to being a refugee in Morocco. Imagine there's only two things that I've left to me. Harishon Eileim Chai. The first one is my life. That you can take from me. I can't stop you taking that from me. That's yours. Hasheni hi emunosa boch. The second is the emuna that I have in you. Im reitza talitol es chai, arein usunim lochov. You want to take away my life? No, anoshama loch vaguv shocho. You want to take my life? I can't stop you doing that. You want to stop Hashem taking your life and he wants to take your life? Enom alasot. That's yours. Do it. But you want to take away my money and you and the love that I have for you. That you can't take away from me. The love I have for you is mine and only mine. That's what's called Tzelem Elokim that Hashem gave us. The same way that Hashem is called Yochol. Hashem's Kol Yochol, he can do whatever he wants, whenever he wants. But Nakuda Zu Gam Yudi Yochol Yochol. In this area, Jews Kol Yochol. Who can be Yochol Afilu Kol Yochol Negra Kosh Bochu, even against Hashem, can be Yochol, can be Yochol. This brings us to a very posh and practical Nakuda. The Western world thinks the exact opposite. Happiness is not something that exists outside. We've been taught that if you have this, you'll be happy. If you have this, you'll have happy. Without this, you can't function. If you don't have this product, that's how we've been brought up. How can you be happy if you don't have XYZ, ABC? You have to have it. Even if the latest this or the new, you got to be happy. Happiness is always about outside. The Torah, this and the Kud is exactly the opposite. Happy, we commanded to be happy. We commanded to love. How can I command someone to love? Command Hashem. And if I don't like you, friend, how can I love you? If you're commanded to do something, you have a bechira to do it, and it's not taller than anything outside of you. That's how we started the Sefer. Is there a thing called Abba Shelo Tolu B'Dovu? It's a love that's not dependent on anything other than my raw bechira to love. So this year chose to love Hashem. No, if it's in the world of bechira, kol b'dei shemayim chutz mi ma bechira. Hashem can do what he wants, but my bechira he can't interfere with. And therefore, I b'eiche as a kol yachol to love you, Hashem. That's what bechira is there for. Ah, you want to take away my love from you? You want to do everything in the world to make me that I don't love you? You can't. Sorry, it's mine, not yours. In that area, a Jew can fight with Hashem.
We say Hashem wants to break us.
He doesn't want to break you. Now, in order to understand this sugya problem, it's not for now. If you remind me tomorrow, I'm hoping I'm going to be here tomorrow. I'm going to be here unless you hear from me. I'll try and get a message. I'm going to get a message to people that I'm not going to be here. We don't have numbers and WhatsApp groups and
email.
Yeah, but he sends out an email to 7,000 people that I'm not going to be here. It's not nice. I'm going to be here tomorrow. Remind me tomorrow to discuss the sugya of Nisayon. What's a Nisayon? What is a Nisayon? Why does Hashem test us? A very, very important sugya. Very, very fundamental principle that we need to understand in order to answer that question. That's the hemshech of the subject. What is a Nisayon? Hashem's trying to destroy me, he's trying to break me, he gives me the impossible situations and tells me, yeah, you know, go for it. Well, Hashem's sitting there like, you know, he doesn't want to spend money on the price and make sure that I fail, you know. He promised me Olam Haba if I do all the right things, yeah. And then he suddenly has charot. This guy's doing all the mitzvahs on him, I'm going to have to give him all these presents I promised him in Olam Haba and I can't afford it. So he tries to work out a way to get... No, what is a Nisayon? It's for our good. Hashem tests Avraham Avinu. What was he testing him for? Do you see whether he drew it or not? What he didn't know? Hashem's prophecy was a little bit rusty. He couldn't see what was going to be tomorrow. You test someone because you want to know where they're holding. Which means you don't know. Hashem doesn't know where Avram's holding. So he wants Avram to find out where he's holding. Big deal, tell him. You have to put it through Gehenna for so you can find out where he's holding. You have to understand what a Nisayon is. The root of the word Nisayon is nice. It's a miracle. What's the miracle in doing what you could do? If Hashem tests you in something you can do, why is that a miracle? And if he tests you in something you can't do, that's not a test, that's destroying you. So what's the whole pshat in Nisayon? Oh.